And this hour, it's the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We are broadcasting from Chamber headquarters here at Innovate Newport. And our Chamber host today, our new member specialist, Lori Burke, here at Innovate Newport. Always good to see you.
Good morning, Bruce. How you doing on this rainy Thursday?
It is a little bit rainy, but you know what? We're inside. We are snug and dry, and it's a spring rain, I think.
It is. It is indeed.
I think we'll be okay. Well, lots to talk about today, lots of new friends to meet. Mm-hmm. And as always, we kick things off with the Business of the Week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. And I'll let you introduce our Business of the Week.
Congratulations, Newport Vineyards. You guys have been great members for so long. I'm happy to introduce Kendra Carlisle, the Director of Marketing at Newport Vineyards. Thanks for coming on with us, Kendra.
Hi, Lorraine Bruce. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We kind of reviewed a few things that we can chat about here as Business of the Week, and there's plenty to talk about, things that are going on at Newport Vineyards. Let's just kick it off with the buzz that was going around a couple weeks ago about the chef out there. Tell us a little bit about Chef Andy and the award that he won or he's up for or whatever's going on there.
Yes.
Great homework by Lori Burke.
Let's
try it this way. The chef, Andy Texera, has been nominated for a James Beard Award, one of the Oscars of the food world, a great honor. Rhode Island has a bunch of chefs, so we are really in this hunt. And you must be all kinds of jazzed up over there.
Yes, it is very exciting because Andy is very deserving. He does, you know, a little bit of everything here. He even oversees our garden on site to provide fresh produce to your plates. So all of his efforts are finally showing here. And also, you know, his education of all of our staff on site, he really leads a very impressive culinary program.
He does. And he's been there for how long?
Oh, now you're testing me, Bruce. I mean, longer than me. Everyone, I feel like he's had at least 10 years under his belt here. Wow. Leading the program.
It could very well be. He's been there for a while and has really settled in there. It's great, but what a wonderful facility. Now, he oversees, in addition to the garden, what are the culinary parts of Newport Vineyards that he oversees?
So everything on site, so all of the events that happen on site are regular day-to-day dining, and those events include weddings, and we make everything in-house from scratch, like even those rolls on the wedding plates to the desserts. Now our pastry team makes a lot of the wedding cakes, and then Chef Andy, I mean, even this morning, he was giving an update on his garden that his fig trees are producing, he has bananas going, he's working on being 100% garlic sustainable, so everything, you know, in-house, very with sustainable approaches, and, you know, nothing's better than picking vegetables that morning to use, you know, during the day. So it's pretty cool what he's doing.
It really is just becoming this entire Napa Valley experience. I mean, it's amazing. You look out over that vineyard and you just forget where you are and you say, how can this be in Newport, Rhode Island? Well, we can do anything in Newport, Rhode Island, but really the experience of being in wine country is really something that you can immerse yourself in out there at Newport Vineyards these days.
It is. You know, and what's funny is I actually went to Sonoma and Napa last week, and we are very comparable to a lot of the
100%. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Huh. Very, very cool. And it's so exciting. For those who haven't done the dining thing or the tour thing out there at Newport Vineyards, Kendra, can you just take us through that for a moment? Because there have been some changes out there.
Yep. And now we offer our tours daily at noon and 2 p.m. And tastings available all day. So it is fun to come through, you know, and it's a very fun tour. You can grab a glass, bring it with you on the tour, just about 25 minutes and learn everything of what we have going on here. Learn about the winemaking process, learn a bit about our brewery. Tastings every day. Dining is currently Wednesday through Sunday. And then come in 2 weeks, that'll go back to daily for the season.
Oh, nice. And the name of the restaurant now, because there may, it may come as news to some people that the name of the restaurant is now another name.
Well, we're really just operating as, you know, the winery and brewery. So Newport Vineyards and Taproot Brewing Company. We needed to, you know, dissolve the Brick's name to make it more clear that, you know, dining is available lunch and dinner all day, and not just have a dinner restaurant separate from lunch. So we're all together in one as a farm to table program, and you can get, you know, lunch or dinner, soon to be daily.
Oh, that is fantastic. And is there a special menu that is pointing towards the honor that Chef Andy hopefully is going to get? Certainly, it's an honor to be nominated. Are there some special dishes that might reflect that? Or what would you recommend for someone who is just visiting for the first time to experience this James Beard nominated chef?
I mean, everything is Chef Andy's creations on the menu, and he does put on some specials weekly, and that will be featuring, you know, some of the garden produce and whatnot, or things that he sources from local farms or local purveyors. You know, we even get fresh meat from locally, so everything is really Aquidneck Island based. So, yeah, just about anything. You'll be, you know, surprised and happy with pretty much anything on the menu. I don't even have my favorites change almost weekly. I really like their pastas right now that they're making, handmade pasta. You know, you can watch them, you know, bust out these noodles like fresh every day.
That's
nothing's better than that. Yeah.
Excellent. And that's only part of the experience. It is such a destination for events, and you have some events coming up this holiday weekend.
Yes, we have all kinds of stuff. So tomorrow night, we welcome the Ravers, which many of you know as Newport's favorite reggae band.
Right.
That's free entry, 21 and up, so we can let all the parents let loose. and that's kind of been a tradition now, you know, on the Friday before Easter. So, and then Saturday, we have a job fair. If anyone's looking for a new gig, we're hiring in all types of positions in all of our departments, everything from an assistant in our beer making brewery to, you know, serving and bartending. So we have all kinds of positions. And Sunday, we have our Easter brunch with a few spots left, especially some bar seats if you're a table for two, you know, that wanted to get out for brunch. And more. We have, you know, so many events happening and all kinds of things.
What are the hours for the job fair?
Job fair Saturday is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And just show up with your resume.
Show up with a resume. And, hey, you could do worse than to hang out at Newport Vineyards for the summer, right? Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
So if you know someone who is looking around and wants that experience, that would be a great thing to take advantage of. And you say that there are still some spots available for Easter brunch, particularly if you are a party of two that could sit at the bar. Is that what you have left?
Yep. And then a few other tables. You know, we keep seeing some tables shuffle around and party sizes change. So reach out if you're looking for something. We'll see what we can do.
Is it a brunch buffet or is it a table service?
It is a buffet, but it's like nice. Carving stations, chef attended, you know, it's a really nice buffet.
Oh, perfect for this Easter weekend. And the weather is supposed to be on your side. So that's going to be great. And just for those who may not know, where are you located?
We are at 909 East Main Road off Route 138 in Middletown.
Well, it is such a landmark. It really is. And I can't say enough great things about the entire facility and I've done everything there from great picking to interviewing celebrity chefs. And it is a real, really special place, has been for a long time. So please give my best to everybody there at Newport Vineyards. And it's so great to have you with us as our Business of the Week.
Yes. Thanks, Bruce and Lori. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Thanks, Kendra. Happy Easter.
Thank you. You guys too. Take care.
All the best. Newport Vineyards in Middletown, our Business of the Week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. It is the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to meet some new members. Now, as I was saying a little bit earlier, it's always great to meet the new members because they're not new businesses, but it's great to bring our friends in and to get reacquainted, and we will definitely do that for the balance of this hour. And if you want to find out more about membership and all of the things that are going on with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, just visit newportchamber.com. W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz of Tiverton, VD Volvo Cars Bridge Traffic Report on this kind of rainy Thursday going on here. We do have work going on the Mount Hope Bridge. Is not making a huge impact. Things have settled back to the slow pattern, your slow southbound now, one lane in each direction, but it is managing to get by, and that'll be going on until 3 o'clock. Finally, things have settled down in Jamestown. You're moving well now through the Jamestown work zone up onto the Newport Pell Bridge, seeing a tap of the brakes westbound just before the toll plaza. Business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, and Lori Burke is here at our in our mini conference room here at Innovate Newport. We have the we're in the penthouse today.
Yeah, whatever.
The cozy confines here, and we're gonna meet another of our members in the spotlight.
Yes, here we are, tucked away on the third floor in one of the huddle rooms at Innovate Newport, and sitting right next to me is my friend Rita Evans from the Gulfstream Bar and Grill in Portsmouth, Rhode Island.
Yeah,
Rita, thanks for coming on the radio.
Thank you very much
as a longtime member, one of my first way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, and so we're gonna love to hear following Newport Vineyards a little bit more food talk.
Yeah, so Rita, this is your time, right? You're opening up.
We are.
Springtime.
Yeah, we took a little bit longer break this winter. We were closed for about 3.5 months, but we've been open for about a month. We've been 5 days as of this week. We are now 6 days a week, closed on Tuesday only. And come summertime, we will be 7 days a week.
Wow.
So always a great time to come out and see us way out in Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's such a great place. But you know that East Bay. I was talking to somebody on the East Bay, kind of on the mainland, the other day, and this whole East Bay community is going to, I think, come together with from circumstances, you know, because it's very difficult to get the other side of Providence, and so people are finding these destinations like, oh, I don't know, Melville.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's
so
a great point. Yep.
Yeah, if you don't want to have to deal with the bridges going into Providence, and you're on that east side, we are really easy to get to from any of the communities, Tiverton, Bristol, Barrington, all
100%.
Of that.
Yeah.
A super easy, quick drive.
Yeah. Great food, great view.
Right.
We like it. Yeah. We do face west, so we get amazing sunsets in the summertime. I mean, we get amazing sunsets all year long, but come summertime, we have that beautiful outdoor deck that faces west, and so always a fabulous spot to come watch the sun go down.
You might be an eclipse destination.
Are we eclipsy in this part of the...
So here's the deal with the eclipse. We're in either 75 or 90%.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I'm nobody's astronomer, so...
I'm sure we'll find out as we get closer.
It'll be hard pressed for, I mean, only the most practiced eye to be able to tell the difference, right? I mean,
very true.
Well, hopefully, 90 we'll something would be pretty dark, I would think.
It's going to be dark. It's going to be like dawn.
Yeah.
At 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon around here.
So, you never know. We could have an eclipse party. Yeah.
There you go, Rita. Not that we need an excuse for a party at the Gulf.
No, no. Always a good time for that.
Yeah. I remember when I first went out there to hopefully get you guys involved, and I thought, Gulfstream. God, where did this idea come from? Because it is very golfy.
It is very golfy, and that was our point. We wanted to do something that was a little New England traditional, but also a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of our theme for our food and the decor is kind of where the Gulf Stream goes. So the south, all those beautiful islands. We do have a little bit of a New Orleans kick happening as well. So you can enjoy a little of the south, but we also have all the fabulous traditional New England, you know, delicious fish and chips and
powder,
along with Mofongo and debris sandwiches, and so
What are the things that people come out there for?
Our signature dish is definitely our calamari. It is. I know everybody does their calamari. Ours is just a little bit different. It's in a lemon cream sauce, and lightly tossed. So it's all the great calamari with some great flavor, a little heat to it. So
nice.
That's definitely our signature dish. Our fried chicken sandwich also way up there on things that people think are very delicious, as well as our debris.
What's it? Describe that fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, it's so it's fried chicken, cheddar cheese, bacon, our house-made maple chipotle aioli.
Oh yeah.
It is an amazing combination of yum yum.
So what is the roll or the bread?
It's you know, a nice
like a brioche.
Like a brioche. Yeah, like a nice sturdy roll to get a put up.
You need a sturdy roll for a fried chicken sandwich. You are absolutely right. So talk to me about some of the golf type things that you have.
I mean, again, so we do have like our Mofongo Criolla. We do take a little bit of a twist on it. Traditionally it's made with green plantains. We use sweet plantains. Mm-hmm. They're fried, mushed with a little garlic and salt and pepper, and then we have this spicy Criolla sauce. So it's a tomato, pepper, onion, and so it's a really delicious, like the sweet with the spice.
That's
really
it.
Nice.
Yeah,
and it's also
what's a plantain.
A plantain is a banana Central
thing.
American,
yeah.
Cousin.
But a little firmer. Yeah. It's not like
it
yeah.
vegetable.
Plantanos.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a fruit?
Yes. It's like a banana.
It's like a banana.
Really?
It looks like a banana, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a banana, but not.
Sounds very Southy.
It's yeah.
It's very Caribbean-y.
Caribbean, Central American.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah,
it's
in a lot of dishes in the
Dominican, Cuban.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's but it's just like Rita says, it's right at the intersection of kind of hearty and sweet. It tastes a little like a banana,
yeah,
but it's got some more kind of depth to it,
right, that you can do things with it.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it holds up. You can mush it and put food on top of it, and it's really delicious. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's actually a vegan dish for us, so mm-hmm. It's nice to have. We do have a couple of vegetarian and vegan options. Even though it's really hard when you get into Southern food to come up with stuff that's vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's a delicate
balance.
Isn't
that interesting?
But we do have, you know, one of our other pretty popular dishes. We have a house-made portobello mushroom burger that is delicious. And again,
what's on that?
It's the house-made burger, and then...
So you're grilling
if
that
you're grilling it, and
that
then
portobello.
If you want it vegan, then there you have it. But you can also add all sorts of delicious
things.
Well,
you can.
I actually like to put bacon on my vegetarian burger, but that's just...
That's okay.
Everything's better with bacon.
I mean, you can put cheese on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can, you know, you can
build
it up.
And your aioli, and yeah. You can turn it into a burger, and you would be hard-pressed to really say, oh, wait a minute, hey, I'm eating something that's not meat.
You can sneak it in there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Where did the inspiration come from for these golf themed foods?
So when we were looking around at the idea of what would be an interesting theme for a restaurant, mm-hmm. we are Newport based. Oh, I mean, we live
sure.
in Newport. And it's a boating community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of kind of started to kick over the triggers about, oh, that might be really interesting. Yeah. I'm also from North Carolina, so I'm from the South.
I was going to say, yeah.
So, yeah. So
there's
I know sweet
influence.
Tea.
Yes.
So, and everybody should have sweet tea. You know,
yeah.
So
yes.
It was just sort of a...
Gotcha.
It kind of came from where we came from and where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turns out it was a really great combination. So in addition to that, one of the things for our drinks, we do like really delicious frozen drinks, but one of our main features, we have a rum wall. So where you can go some places that have scotches or, you know, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. We really focus on, I think
rum.
We have 40-something bottles, 40-something different sipping rums.
Wow.
So we have your normal, but we have a wide variety of. And again, it really falls in nicely with the theme, right?
Right.
Sure.
The rum is a very Caribbean-based drink. So,
well, see, that's not lost either, because look at where you are. You're in that section of Portsmouth. It's known as Melville. There's a marina there.
Yep.
There's a shipyard
yep.
there. And there's a whole lot of the recreational as well as the kind of industrial or maritime type activity that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Repairs and launching and docking and all of that stuff. But look at where you are in Portsmouth, right across the island, right? Who played there, right?
Oh, I know.
Right? That was
Jimmy Buffett.
Last
oh,
it was his
concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right
yeah.
across the way in Island Park.
Yeah,
so that whole vibe.
We are very steeped in that. I mean, obviously, the whole island, steeped in sort of that maritime...
Well, it is, but
yeah.
that for... it just dawned on me that that kind of northern part of the island mm-hmm. may just have
a different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By accident or by design, I don't know. But, I mean, look, we've got Rita's Place, the Gulf Stream over
yeah,
there
yeah.
on the kind of west side,
yeah.
right? And then you've got Island Park sure. on the east side. You've yeah. got a couple of island-type places going yeah. on over there.
Right. And people, and now
so I think
know
we're onto something.
There's the really nice RV park there. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
Yeah. yeah. Yes, we actually...
They have the glamping thing going on.
It's right
on.
Up the road, and mm-hmm. so we see visitors who are staying there.
Yeah.
We're super close to them.
Oh, excellent.
We're actually, we're right around the corner from the dog park, the beautiful Portsmouth
oh,
dog
yeah.
park.
Rail Explorers.
And Rail Explorers. And our deck is very dog friendly. We have our own dog menu. We love our dogs. We joke that we might like dogs more than people, but
who doesn't
right. to be fair.
Yeah.
So it's a really great spot. If you're going to take your dog to the dog park, you uh-huh. can just come down, you know, bring Fido down and, you know, get yourself some food and drink after
yeah.
the park. We are right next door to the Rail Explorers. We actually work with them. We sort of help.
Yep. Mary Joy and the gang.
Yeah. Mary Joy and the gang. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. And again, we're like a third of a mile from the Rail Explorers. So
right.
again, you go pedal, you see the beautiful sights, and then you come dine with us. So while we are a remote type-ish location,
we're really close to
like a lot of great,
remote
great things.
People
like you don't happen
Newport.
By us like you would downtown Newport.
Right.
But once you're there, you understand why.
Although if you're traveling by boat, you're kind of on the main street.
Ask
yeah.
Can
so
can you dock your pull up and put your rope over? And
absolutely,
have some
you
lunch?
Can. So we are in the Safe Harbor New England Boat Works Marina.
Yep, another good member.
And they do allow docking for free if you're
nice.
Coming to lunch.
Oh, nice.
You
oh,
just have to
great.
Hail them on the radio and say, "Hey, I'm coming in,"
uh-huh.
and they'll tell you where to dock. They have a fuel dock. You can get ice there. So it again, if you're out on your boat during the day in the summer and you mm-hmm. need to get fuel, you can fuel you can fuel your boat.
Nice.
You need some ice for the cooler.
See, that's a whole subset, the
yep.
whole dock and dine
yep.
segment of that.
Yep.
And we don't get into it as much around here as they do in places like along the Connecticut shore and
yep.
places like that. But man, I am so glad.
And
to
honestly,
hear this.
As for a marina to get in and out of, we are right on the East Pat. Like it's really quick.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes from the main channel, so super convenient.
Yeah.
And a pretty nice boat ride from some of the bigger marinas around the state. So, yeah, we are really fortunate to have.
Look at that! So you're boat friendly, dog friendly, food friendly, rum friendly.
We're just friendly.
What
plantain friendly?
At the Gulfstream
awesome.
Bar and Grill, and just give us a land based address here.
So the easiest thing to do, honestly, is just to put our name into your whatever search engine
yep.
you use. The marina is all one address. It is One Lagoon Drive.
Yes,
but if you put that into your
Whatever,
it puts you in the middle of a field. It's a little confusing.
Gotcha.
So there's just like 15 buildings out there. So.
There you go. So it's in the Melville
Complex.
Section. It is in the Safe Harbor Marina. It is off of the Burma Road.
Yeah.
So we're landmarking it for you, but it's right on the main road if you're on the boat.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's not that far off the main road if you're not on the boat. It's like a mile.
No, not at all. Once you find it, you know you're going to find your way back for sure. Gulfstream Bar and Grill. Where are you online?
Gulfstreambar.com.
Excellent.
From there you can find out our hours. You can find out upcoming events. You can order online if you want delivery or takeout.
Nice.
You guys deliver?
We have DoorDash.
Nice,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
right,
so you can get delivery through DoorDash. Mm-hmm. We also are doing an Easter brunch, and we do have some spots left
oh,
as
excellent.
Well.
Oh, excellent. What are the hours of the Easter brunch?
11 to 3. Mm-hmm. And
what are you going to be serving?
It's a three-course meal, $35. It's soup, salad, or shrimp. And then we have some really delicious entrees and a couple of really fun desserts.
Can
we
you
also
think of one
ordered,
of the entrees?
We are also, offering regular menu
oh,
that
great.
Day.
Oh, hmm. great.
So you don't have to commit to...
To the prefix.
To a full brunch.
What's one of the highlights of the
Oh, we're doing
Can you give me an entree?
Surf and turf. It's a grilled pub steak with a lobster topping.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely
amazing. It does, doesn't it?
I'm like super excited that nice. There'll be an extra one afterwards.
Uh-huh. So there you go. So we've got it for you. If you're looking for a place to go for Easter, we've got it. You're looking for a place to go all season long, we've got that. And certainly in the Portsmouth area, it's another dining option. And anywhere in the East Bay, this is going to be the summer of the East Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Rita, so good to see you.
Thanks for coming on, Rita.
Thanks very much for having
Here's
me.
Here's to a great season great. Out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Like, let's have some sunny weekends.
Yes. And, let's try that. Yeah, that would
let's
be,
try that for a change.
Yeah.
That would be very, very nice indeed. Great to see you from the Gulfstream Bar and Grill here in the business of Greater Newport here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. It's the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We are broadcasting from Chamber headquarters here at Innovate Newport. And Lori Burke, we are meeting some of our friends and neighbors and new members and putting them in the spotlight.
Right. We are switching from food to comfort.
Yes.
Warmth and cooling and things like that. So I'm happy to introduce Melissa Feria and Jacob Ledsworth from Superior Comfort. Thanks for coming on, you guys.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good to see you.
Just pull you up here and start chatting superiorly
about Superior Comfort. Is one of the leading contractors for heating, cooling, refrigeration, geothermal, big word these days.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an environmentalist, right?
In some sort.
In one way, shape, or form.
Right. So we do specialize in systems that are going to save you the most money on your operating costs. On your heating or cooling. So those are things, you know, we always go with that mindset first, where we're going to install a system that's going to may have a larger upfront investment, but long term, you're going to see a much greater savings than if you go with a standard system.
Gotcha.
So that's one of our niches.
Okay.
So, you know, with the heating and cooling, it's just like buying a car. You can buy yourself a hybrid. It's going to have really low gas mileage or all electric, or you could buy a V8 diesel truck, right? So it's the same thing in the heating and cooling industry.
The tricky part, though, if I can, just as a homeowner, really, is navigating kind of between those two worlds. I mean, if we've, in terms of HVAC, we've gone with these systems that run on electricity, use things like coolant and refrigerant and things like that, and have performed one function. Now we're getting pushed into this other world where we have heat pumps and we're getting the source of our cooling from another place, and we have to be conscious of the effect that we're having on the environment and the planet and all of that. Take us through that a little bit. It must be a question that homeowners are asking and probably not taking as long as I just did.
Well, heat pumps have become a very large part of our industry now. They are a great product. They do deliver heating and air conditioning. A heat pump is basically an air conditioner running in reverse. So if you've ever seen a window unit...
I've got to write that down. That's so, excellent.
I know, right?
So
yeah,
if you've ever seen a window unit, the cold air comes out the front and you walk behind it outside and the hot air comes out.
Right.
So all you're doing is moving heat from one place to another. So if you virtually turned your window unit around, you'd be bringing more heat in the house, which you wouldn't want to do in the summertime. But that's the basic concept of a heat pump.
Okay.
As it gets colder outside, there's less heat in the atmosphere, so the heat pumps get less efficient. So we like to offer consumers in our market hybrid systems. Typically, you'll use a heat pump where they operate down to about 30 degrees, so you get the best benefit. Mm-hmm. And then anything below 30 degrees, you're going to use your standard fossil fuel like oil, natural gas, things of that nature. If you want to be completely off the grid, we can put in systems that will go operate all the way down to zero.
Mm.
But still, with what the utility prices are today, I still recommend a hybrid system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Over just doing a standard heat pump. If you want the best of the best, save the most money in operating costs, have no equipment in the weather outside, you go geo. Because if you consider your air conditioning unit or your heat pump unit, that's sitting outside in the elements.
Right.
12 months a year.
Right.
Your geothermal unit is using the ground. And it's also the equipment's in your basement in a nice, cool environment.
Okay.
So it's not getting weather beaten like any of those other systems.
Wow. So is it possible at all to convert an existing system?
It is possible to convert an existing system depending on what you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you have ductwork in your house, we can typically convert to a hybrid heat pump system. We can convert to a full heat pump system.
Is that considered forced hot air?
Forced hot air.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have a forced hot air system, you can possibly convert.
If your house is newer than the 80s, it's likely the duct system is in decent shape and it could be converted. If you have an older home from the 50s, you're probably going to need a full retrofit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of all this high technology geothermal stuff, is your client base mostly new construction?
Actually, most of our client bases, we work directly for homeowners.
Okay.
We do work for some local contractors installing new systems, but we do full replacement systems for any type of heating or cooling system you have. We offer 24-hour service for people that are part of our comfort club. We also do general system checks coming in the spring, make sure your systems are running up to par, make any recommendations that might improve your efficiency and save you some money on operating costs. We were just doing a spring tune-up for a customer this week, and he had a whole family of mice move into his outdoor units.
Yes.
So, you know, it's better to know that now than in July. So,
true.
Right. So, you know, get ahead of it. And that's really what I'd like to talk about today is, you know, if you're thinking that your heating or cooling system is fine and you haven't had it checked in a really long time, that is not the case. It typically needs maintenance, just like your car does. So consider getting your spring tune-up and having your system checked out to make sure you're ready for that hot weather.
And what's you guys' background? Like, where did you learn all this?
That's a good story.
You can ask me.
Yeah,
I'm just
actually a good story.
So I actually started up doing HVAC with my uncle in New York at the age of 14.
Okay.
I'm actually born in Newport. Worked for a contractor on the island when I got out of high school for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I started Superior Comfort.
Wow.
We've been in business for about 18 years.
Nice.
Currently, we have 50 employees.
Really?
You do.
Yep.
That's impressive.
We have seven install crews.
Get out of here.
So, you know, we are a full service company as far as any of your heating or cooling.
And insulation department.
We do travel the entire state. We do work in southern Massachusetts and parts of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So anything right near the border, we cover those areas as well.
Wow. That's impressive.
They're the people to call.
I guess so. Apparently. So
they really are, you know. And if you're a homeowner, these are things that you have to do. You have your regular circuit and... Mm-hmm. Around this time of the year, it's going to be April next week.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you know, time to tune up the AC.
Right.
Let's see what we're going. Because you don't just hit the switch or turn the thermostat down
right.
or switch from heat to cool and hope for the best. Although that's what most of us do. But you do have to take some things. And there are some ongoing things that we as homeowners can do. That will minimize these spring checkups. Jake, tell us about that.
So I definitely, one thing to do is make sure if you cover your air conditioner, take the cover off in the summer, in the spring, before you turn it on. We usually have a few of those people who lose their outdoor units because they've run it with the cover on and it completely destroys the unit.
Not good.
So start there. Keep any shrubbery or grass clippings away from the outdoor unit so it doesn't block the unit. Consider it like a radiator in your car. You wouldn't cover your radiator with cardboard and drive down the road and hope for the best.
Or pile leaves up around it.
It, you know, you can't have anything typically within 18 inches of the outside of the unit.
Good to know.
Then you need to change your air filters. Those should be changed twice a year.
Okay. Twice a year?
I do four times a year.
Do you really? Wow, okay.
Allergens and pets and lots of
It really does depend on your lifestyle. Yeah, if you have a 1-inch filter, that should be changed every 30 to 60 days. If you have one of the better media...
I'm behind the curve here.
media filters. then you can get away with doing it every 6 months to a year. It also depends. You know, I have a St. Bernard, so we change our air filter a little more than others.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, I have exactly what you're talking about. I have a 1-inch filter. It's a 20 by 20, and that's in the unit. And then there's a fiber type filter that's in the larger intake.
So the dirtier that filter is, it makes your unit work harder.
Yep.
And it actually lowers the efficiency and increases your electric bills.
100%.
So, and it actually shortens the life on the motor.
Yeah.
So all those things you're doing by not.
So I should probably change it. I change it once a year. I should probably do it at least twice.
If you're heating with it, definitely twice.
I'm not. It's a separate unit.
Okay.
But I. Message received. I got you.
Great. We're educating as we go.
Well, yeah, that's it. You guys are ambassadors for the industry.
Can I speak to the success coordinator for a moment?
Please. Absolutely. Do.
Melissa?
Yes?
What do you have coming up as the... So you must be like the marketing and... You
do, I help out and I wear my...
Every facet of the organization. But you had mentioned to me when we were chatting that you guys are going to something next week. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's the Rhode Island Business. Oh, sorry. It's the Rhode Island Building Association's home show.
The big one.
Yes. So we are Energy Expos featured, and we will be at the home show starting on Thursday through Sunday.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
The convention center.
The convention center.
Yes.
Here in Providence.
Nice. That's a pretty big event, isn't it?
It is. It's huge. There's usually about 300 to about 500.
Wow.
Last year they had the flower show combined. This year is going to be the Brew Fest.
Yeah.
So we should have a severe amount of...
It's actually all of the above. It's the flower show still there.
Yeah.
And they have a second flower show.
And then the
Brew Fest is part of it as well.
And then the exposition for just the women side as well.
Yeah.
So it should be a really huge event.
Yeah.
They should expect about 600 plus.
It's amazing. The one thing I saw is that your ticket works for all 4 days now.
Really?
Which was not the case. But it's so interesting. It's so interesting how those kind of legacy shows really still attract a great number of people.
Yep.
It's not regardless of
the economy. Yeah,
it's true.
Exactly.
And it's not the off the gritters.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing how people really do want to do business in person.
Yeah.
And just want to, you know, they may do their homework. Do you find that you're getting a more educated customer at your booth at the home show these days?
Especially with the geothermal customers. They want to ask our employees the most questions possible before they start their process.
Sure.
And heat pumps are huge, and there's a lot of incentives with the state right now. So they want to know. You know, they want to know. They want to be educated. And meeting our team is probably going to be the best thing for you. We actually have, if you look at our Google reviews, we have about 500 plus Google reviews at a 4.9 status. So, you know, we try to do our best to educate our employees so they can educate their customers. It's just a win-win.
Wow, that's really, really, really impressive the way you guys run your company.
Typically, the most educated consumer is our customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize the value we bring to the table
mm-hmm.
on every call. So.
And they tell two friends, and they tell two friends.
Yeah,
well, that's great to hear.
The other thing, if you guys will come to the home show, you want to pick our brains, you know, we have managers there, all our comfort consultants are there, so you can come and gain some knowledge, even if you're not ready, for when you're ready in the future.
It's a great incentive to get some coupons from us, too, when you are ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Good to know.
No, that's great. You know, talking about being educated, what's the learning curve with some of the newer technology? I mean, you've done a great job of kind of explaining to us and giving us a 101 on heat pumps and some other things, but what do you find is the most difficult to explain, or that people are asking and you keep offering the same explanations over and over again?
So what I will say is the heating and air conditioning industry has become like your computer industry. It's obsolete in 3 years. There's always new technology.
Really?
Yep.
We send to our installers and our service technicians to probably at least 15 days of training a year just to keep up with the newest stuff. And the things that were out 5 years ago don't operate like the things that are being built today.
Wow.
So it's become highly technical. So, you know, anybody out there who's looking for a really technical field, HVAC is a great place to look.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get the best of both worlds. You get, if you like hands-on, but you're also a little bit techie, it's a great field to be in.
You're and, always needed all year round. Yeah. Someone's always complaining
about something. I just went through days of my mother not having heat, so I, oh, yeah.
Right.
So it hits home for sure.
So what's some of the latest technology, or should we go with the very, very latest?
So the latest technology has been around for a little bit, but basically we're going to call them variable speed heat pumps. So these units are kind of like having cruise control in your car. They ramp it up and down to meet the load of the house. So when we design a heating system or a cooling system, we design it so that on a 5-degree day in the winter, we can heat your home.
Huh.
And on a 90-degree day in the summer, we can cool your home. So that means when those temperatures are not met, that system's oversized. So with a variable capacity system, it will meet the house where it is. So
I see.
If you only need half the capacity, it will only deliver half the capacity. If you need all the capacity, it will deliver all the capacity.
We have less than a minute. Tell us how we can find out more and maybe get you folks to talk about our situation at our house.
You can reach us at 401-396-9171, which is our main number, and talk to Helen or Jen in the front office, and they can book a service appointment with you, or if Valerie in our sales department can help you with any of our comfort consultants. Excellent. To come out and give you a free in-home estimate.
And how about finding us online? Finding you online?
You can find us online at superiorcomfortinc.com. Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you at the home show.
Thank you.
Awesome. Jacob. Great. And Melissa. Thanks so from much, Superior guys. Comfort. Education. Yeah.
Lori, awesome. Always a pleasure. You always bring such interesting people here in the business of Greater Newport.
Thank